All right. Good morning, everyone. It's the last day of the orientation, and today we're going to start with a short introduction to our student union. My name is Ville Härsilä. You probably already saw me on either on Monday or Tuesday, depending on when your orientation started. But yeah, my name is Ville Härsilä, and I work as a specialist in international affairs at the Student Union of the University of Jyväskylä, more commonly known as the Student Union JYY. My main task is to advocate for your interests, and we are going to talk a little bit about the advocacy work of the Student Union, in addition to all kinds of different events and so on. What is the structure of the Student Union? Why we are here? What is our purpose in the university campus area, but also in the society as in general? But yeah, I'm not alone here on this stage. I'm joined by one of our board members, Venla. Venla, would you like to shortly introduce yourself?
Yes, good morning. My name is Venla Suosala. I'm from the board of the Student Union, and my sector is the International Affairs. So I work with Ville. So I'm doing the advocacy work for international students. I'm a third-year student, and I study economics here in our university.
And next, we're going to show a very brief introduction video that will probably tell you more than me and Venla ever could. So, a short introduction video to our student union. The voice is in Finnish, but the subtitles are in English, so you should be able to follow. And of course, we will be sharing all the slides afterwards as well, so you can. Whenever you want to, you can have a look at these videos and slides afterwards as well.
Suomen kauneimman yliopistokampuksen keskellä sijaitsee Jalokivi. Ylioppilastalo Ilokiveltä löydät opiskelijan keskeisimmät palvelut. Jyväskylän yliopiston ylioppilaskunnan eli JYYn toimiston sekä opiskelijaravintola Ilokiven. Toimistolta löydät osaavan, avuliaan ja ystävällisen henkilökunnan, joka auttaa sinua opiskelijaelämän ja opintojen kaikissa käänteissä. Opiskelijakortilla nappaat mukaasi kaikki parhaat etuudet. Edullisen opiskelijaruokailun, joukkoliikenteen alennukset sekä paljon muuta. Toimistolla työskentelee useita ihmisiä jatkuvasti opiskelijan sujuvamman arjen eteen. JYYn asiantuntijoilta saat apua esimerkiksi toimeentuloon tai opintoihin liittyvissä ongelmissa. Ylioppilaskunnan jatkuva vuoropuhelu yliopiston ja kaupungin kanssa mahdollistaa Suomen parhaan opiskelijaelämän. Ajamme opiskelijoiden etuja ja osallistumme koulutuksen kehittämiseen tapaamisissa yliopiston johdon ja henkilökunnan kanssa. Lisäksi JYY vaikuttaa valtakunnallisella tasolla opiskelijoita koskevaan politiikkaan. JYYn valitsemat opiskelijaedustajat vaikuttavat kaikissa yliopiston hallintoelimissä, yliopiston hallituksesta tiedekuntaneuvostoihin, ja nostavat siellä esiin opiskelijoille tärkeitä teemoja. Ylioppilaskunta omistaa Ilokiven ylioppilastalon, ravintolan ja Opinkiven lisäksi Kortepohjan ylioppilaskylän, jossa on lähes 2000 opiskelijaa asuttu. Rentukkatalo on elävän kylän sydän, ja se tarjoaa runsaasti palveluita kylän asukkaille sekä JYYn jäsenille. Tervetuloa jäseneksi Suomen parhaaseen ylioppilaskuntaan. Me olemme täällä teitä varten.
All right, that was the video, and I should highlight that the Ilokivi campus restaurant is no longer part of the student union, but they have happily joined the family of Zenma restaurants. So, of course, regardless.
Oh, you've seen Santa Claus personally?
Yes, I live the same city as Santa Claus. There's a Santa Claus village there. The student union is.
That's our board member Venla discussing about the international affairs. So go check the university's social media content for more information on that. But yeah, that was our short introduction video, and here we have some slides to share with you as well. So the student union is also known as JYY, but don't confuse us with the university, which is known as JYU, because these are two different organizations. And even though we work in close collaboration with the university, we are actually our own organization with our own interests and tasks. And the most important task is to always look after your rights, make sure that everything goes smoothly for you during your studies, during your life here on campus. And we have our own very own logo, which can be seen here. There's a torch in the middle, and there's some discussion and debate what is actually encircling the torch. Is it corn? Is it swords? I don't know. I leave it up to your imagination. But whenever you see a shirt like this with the logo, that's either one of our staff members or a board member. So whenever you see us, if you have any questions, come to us, ask any questions, and we will help you out. So we are an organization by the students, for the students. And Venla is a good example of a board person who is one of the decision makers in our student union, making sure that the students' voice is heard whenever we are deciding something about the advocacy work or the student village, our Kortepohja student village, where most of our student houses are located. We are here for you. That is like the main important thing I want to remember you to remember from this presentation. And we have around 13,000 members. So we're not only about numbers, but in this case, we are a lot about the numbers. You can imagine that this kind of a number, we have a very, very major influence, not only on the campus area, but also in the society as a whole. So whenever there is an issue the students are facing, we are there first in hand, making sure that everything goes right. And because of the student union and the student movement in Finland in general, we have, for example, in Finland, we have the Kela meals, the student prized meals. That is one of the main achievements of our student movement. But then we also have student housing allowances and different kinds of grants and plenty of other stuff. So we have like very, very deep roots in the history of the Finnish education system. We are very, very highly organized. We have over 40 full-time employees and dozens of people in positions of trust. Over 40 associations are operating within our student union's umbrella. So these include different kind of subject associations. Each of the programs here in university belongs to one or more subject associations. So they are sort of like the grassroots level organizations looking after you, creating all sorts of different events. And we are one step further helping the subject associations to do the work, the good work that they do for all the students, giving them grants and so forth. And these associations include HAPI and subject associations. So there's plenty there. And that we are politically and religiously independent organizations. So we do engage in student politics quite a lot, but we are not aligned with any of like the national political or religious movements. So we are only engaging in the student politics, and that is like a main focus that we are not aligned. And if this is something that you've been thinking about, no worries. You can rest assured everything will be for you and not for someone else. Because we believe that there is no one else better to look after the student rights but the students themselves. And that is like the main core message of ours. Going to the concrete level, what does the student union provide for you? We already highlighted some examples earlier during the orientation. So the student card is one of the most important things. But there's also other things like providing assistance and support to students. We're going to cover those in more concrete in the slides. But we also supervise your interests and organize various kinds of events and activities.
Yeah.
Here, during the video, you already had a like brief look of what is part of the student union. We have the Kortepohja Student Village, which provides student housing for students. We own that. Then there's also Ilokivi Venue, which is the downstairs of the Ilokivi campus restaurant. And it's just like a living room for the students where you can go studying, but there's also a lot of concerts. Different kinds of game nights and different events there. So it's a very, very good place to hang out during like midday. If you have plenty of studying to do, it's a good quiet place to go studying. I did my thesis there a lot. So it's like I have own experience and I can I highly recommend it. But also if you want to hang out with your friends, go grab a drink. It's a good place to start. Then there's also Opinkivi Sauna and Jacuzzi Hot Tub you saw there. You can rent this Opinkivi space for yourself, also the saunas. There's plenty more information in our website, but if you are, for example, want to celebrate a birthday or there's some other occasion that calls for a celebration, you can book this Opinkivi Sauna, and it's a very affordable deal for all the students, and especially if you're a member of the student union, I highly recommend you to check it out. And then what is included also in our services are different kinds of items you can borrow, so you don't necessarily have to buy all the different kinds of board games you want to play with your friends, but you can visit our office. We have a lot of board games. We have reusable materials, for example, different kinds of bowls and forks and knives and that sort of stuff. So you don't have to buy plastic versions, but actually borrow those from the student union. So if you have a party coming up, just visit our office and you can get these for yourself or for a very 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 cheap. Different kinds of volunteering opportunities. So if you want to join the activities, not only as a participant, but as an organizer, there are different kinds of opportunities that are also included in our slides. We have our very own newspaper called Julkkari. Julkkari is, you probably already received it in one of your freshman bags. If you didn't, by the way, receive your freshman bag yet, you can just visit our office. We still have a lot of them available, so you can visit our office and get your freshman bag if you didn't get it from the pop-up fair or the opening fair we had just a few days ago. But yeah, about the Julkkari is our own newspaper, and they will accept a lot of writing also in English. So if you have any thoughts and ideas what you want to share with your fellow students, you can contact our newspaper, and they will of course happily include any international student's voice in their paper. So yeah, please keep that in mind. And they usually have like this Paska Kotiseutu thing written, which basically translates to trash homestate or trashy homestate. Students write about their own homestates in a very trashy way, what is not perfect in their homestate. And they usually use a very, very strong dialect when writing. So it's a very, very fun way to learn more about Finland and what kind of states and cities are in here. We already had a brief look about the student cards, but I'm just going to say a few words about these. So student cards or the student union membership is mandatory for degree students and voluntary, but highly recommended for the exchange students. And with the membership, you can get a student card. And there are two options, digital and physical student card. And I highly opt you to get the student card, or a digital student card, so since it's free of charge and it requires less steps to take care of compared to the physical student card. If you haven't done the payment of the student union yet, you can do it either with Finnish online banking credentials, credit card, or as a last resort in cash in the student union. Always remember to upload the receipt of the payment to the student services via HelpJYU. This mainly concerns exchange students who don't have any sort of like deadline for joining, so you can join at any point during your stay. And then there's also the Frank physical student card. You can contact our own specialist in association and member services affairs, our Petro Pitkanen, who will be giving you more instructions how to get the physical student card. But it requires a few more steps to take care of. So there's, first of all, it costs 25 euros, including a delivery fee, and the students must have registered their Finnish home address so that it is delivered to the right address, and it still needs a validating sticker so that you're valid to get the student benefits for the semester or for the academic year. But yeah, if you have any questions about the student cards, we will be taking them after the slide presentation, and you can of course always go check the previous orientation material where we went a little bit deeper on the technicalities, how to get the student card and so forth. All right, that's me. I will let Venla continue now.
So yes. So a little bit of advocacy work. So students in our university have rights, but also responsibility. And then you can see here a little bit example what rights you have. And then you can also look afterwards more in our website. But more like importance is that if someone violates your rights, please contact us so we can take care of it. And anonymously contact the university so you don't have to take care of it yourself. Example, you have the right to get your grades in 2 weeks after you take the exam or the deadline, your papers. So that's very important you to know. Yes, I think there's. Yeah, just remember to contact us and look very carefully what your rights are and the responsibilities. And then the zero tolerance for harassment. In our university, we don't have any tolerance for harassment, and we have the safe place principles also in the university and the student union. And then in the student union, we have their harassment contact person. So if you feel that someone violates your safe place or you see that someone else's safe place is harassment, so you can contact our harassment contact person, and we take also care of that. Do you want to add?
Yeah, just to add here that if you contact one of our harassment contact persons, there are two of them. You can contact them in the address shown in the slides, and all the discussions with the harassment contact person are totally confidential, so they are not allowed to share the information with anyone. And in general, when contacting us, if it's that your rights have been violated or there is an issue with one of the staff members of the university, we in general always leave you out of the picture so that you're never a target, and we are sort of like taking the heavy load off your shoulders. That is like our main task in any of the advocacy work that we do. So that please don't be hesitant to contact us if there is anything. We will make sure that none of that stuff that we cover in our discussions will be traced back to you at any point.
Yes, and of course, as a student union, we do events, and there's upcoming events. So tomorrow there's Ilocuri Queer Night, K-Icon, so it's like a party in our venue. And then next week we have speed funding events, and of course next week in Jyväskylä's Pride Week, so we have Monday we have a Pride speed friending, and the Tuesday we have a speed friending event. Then we have a game night coming every month we have a game night, and then next Saturday we are joining the Pride Parade and we have outdoors party. And then we have UROC, we have this music festival, indoors music festival, what is one of the oldest in Finland. Yeah, if you want to learn and experience the Finnish music experience, so we do highly recommend coming there. And of course, you can, in our website, you can see all the events coming in the fall. So check that out.
I recommend you to take a picture of this slide, but also check our Student Union's website to find more information and how to sign up. But especially the Jyväskylä Pride Parade, it's a very, very big thing here. And the Student Union is a huge part of that. We are engaging in all sorts of different Pride activities. So yeah, do join that parade. It's really a lot of fun.
And here you can see all the website and social media that you can follow. We have a lot of different places.
One thing to highlight here is the last part, it's UTISET. So it's a weekly newsletter of the Student Union, and it's a very, very good way to keep track of everything that is going on here on the campus area, but also all the events that the Student Union is organizing, or the student subject associations. So they will also add plenty of information to the newsletter. It's a very, very good way if you are looking to attend all sorts of different activities and events, go sign up. Some of you might have automatically signed up during your registration process, but it's not for everyone. So I kind of guarantee that you will receive it automatically. Just in case, go to our Student Union's website and sign up to a mailing list, UTISET, and you will start receiving the news on a weekly basis. Yeah, thank you. That's everything we had at this stage. And I think let's check the time. We have a few minutes for questions. So if there are like two questions or so, we can take. I can see already hands raising. So I'm going to give the floor to you and you two. And then if you have any additional, please raise your hand again so Elisa can see as well. Then if you have any other questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. But yeah, go ahead.
So, can you hear me?
Yeah.
The question is regarding the student grants that you were telling about. So what sort of grants are there and what's the criteria? Like if anyone is interested in it, what's the criteria?
So about the student grants, some students might be entitled to get grants. Those are mainly students of Finnish citizenship. So the options might be more limited to international students, but you can check our Student Union's website to find more information what sort of grants or benefits you are entitled to and what sort of limitations there are. Yeah. Did you have like a follow-up question as well? Or was that it? Thank you.
I was part of the environment that is become the required instrument, but afterwards I learned that the university already paid for me and I requested a refund. And I received an email on August 8th that the refund has been sent me and I will receive it back in 2 weeks' time. So I just wanted to ask that if it's still being how can I do it?
I think you have probably done everything that you need to do and that your refund is still in process. But if there is any delay or you have any questions, you can either contact us or our member services secretary, Petro Pitkanen, who will deal with all of these different kind of like membership benefits stuff and so forth. So if you contact us, we will be directing your email to Petro, or you can contact Petro directly. But yeah. Let us know and we will help you out. Then there was one more.
I'm from outside here, so I don't have an account that works here, a venture account. Do you recommend us, like at this moment, to open a bank account because some of the benefits requires some euro account? Do you recommend that?
Well, that depends on your situation. Like some students do decide to open a bank account if they have like any issues using their bank account from the home country. If you're receiving benefits or some sort of like grants from the university, then it might be necessary. But if you have like any questions related to this, you can either refer to the international office or you can also ask your tutor to help you out in these banking matters. But yeah, there are different options available for the students in terms of like what kind of bank they want to choose and where they want to open a bank account. But that is up to the students themselves to decide. Yeah, thank you. All right, I think that's our time. Thank you all for listening, and I hope to see you on campus. Thank you.
Colleague.
Niina Kivinen, good morning.
And we are here to tell you about a few things about the university library services. All right, so let's start with the location. So where to find us? You can find the library on Building B, which is also known as Lähde Building. And also in the Lähde Building, you can find, for example, cafe. We have a restaurant there. And also the university's digital services have their own service point on the building as well. For example, if you have with your university user account and or your password some problems, you can go to the digital services service point and they will help.
Have you visit already library? Raise up your hand. Oh, yes.
Okay,
almost
so
everybody.
Yeah. Good. Okay, the library services are located in two basement floors at the Lähde Building. On the upper basement floor, you can find the library service point and also some self-service loan and return stations. And on the lower basement floor is our book collections, our course books, and then the general collections, which are books by the subjects. And also on the lower basement floor, you can find further self-service loan stations. Then some basic info about the library. The library is open to all, including the general public, but of course we mainly serve our students and the staff. You can take as many books as you want for reading, copying, or borrowing. And the loan periods are different for each collection, so I will tell you more about them later. Borrowing and reserving is free of charge. You don't have to pay anything. And one thing that is really important is our database, which is called UCDOC. From there, you can find all our materials, both printed books and also our extensive e-materials, e-books and e-journals. And you can access the database with your university username and password. And also, if you have any questions, you can find a book or don't know how to reserve a book or you don't find any reading spaces whatsoever, you can always contact us and ask. You can send us email. You can phone to our service phone or you can come to the desk and ask. Then, what about our library card? I hope that you have all ready downloaded the university's app MyU, because the easiest way to get the library card is to download the app and make the card, the mobile card, on the app. And actually, if you want to borrow printed books, then you need the library card. All our e-materials are accessed with the university account and the password. So the library card is only needed to loan paper books. The card is also free of charge. And if there's any trouble creating the card, you can always come to the desk and ask for help. Okay, and then a few more words about our database, the YikDoc. The one reason that we always say that it's important to use the YikDoc is because only students and staff have access to most of the resources that the library has bought. So that's why always go to the YikDoc, log in, and then start searching the materials. Like I said, you can find both the printed books and the ebooks from there. Also, you can log in to your personal info. You can update your information, and also you can check and renew your loans and make requests if the books are checked out. Okay, then some examples about our books. How to find articles and so forth. So let's start with the printed books. Well, if the book is in the shelf, if the database YikDoc says that the book is in the shelf, you can go to the location, pick up the book by yourself, and use the self-service station to loan the book. And if the book is checked out, you can always make a request for the book, and you'll be notified by email when the book is ready to pick up. And here is a picture from our returning station, and also where you can find the reservations. Here is a picture from the database. So for example, if you are looking for a book titled Content Analysis, it tells you that we have the set book in our general collection, but also in our course books. The red cross indicates that the general collection's copy is checked out. You can make a reservation for that one, or you can go to the course book collection and pick the book from there. The red circle indicates there's a link. That's a link to our map, which tells you exactly which shelf number can find the book, and is it in the shelf by the author or by the title of the book. That is also very important information. So always check which shelf, and is it by the author or by the title. Here is a further example. If the book is checked out, there should be a green box, a blue box where you can log in with your user account and then place a hold. Now then, about the loaning periods, the course books are for 2 weeks, but if you have a dyslexia, for example, you can contact Tuula Maijanen, and it's possible to have a three weeks for the course books. And in the course books, there are several copies usually, which are short loans just for one day. Or if you borrow the book on Friday, it's on weekend. And all the other books, which are in our general collection, they are for 4 weeks. And if there's no reservations for your loans, you can always renew them up to 100 times. And if you don't return the book when the due date is, our fines are 30 cents per book per day. And if you get any fines, you can pay them at the service desk or by yourself online. And the minimum payment is €3 that you can pay online. Okay, and Nina will now continue with the e-collections.
Yes. Okay. Our e-collection are extensive. You can see we have over 600,000 e-books and almost 70,000 e-journals and over 300 databases and 30,000 ETCs. And all ETCs are open access. And next, let's see how to find them all. What is Okay, now you can see a picture of Duke-Doc. And there is search box, and always it's very easy to find because always write in the search box of the name of the book, name of article, and in this case Duke-Doc International Article Search, you write search box name of the article, author name, and then choose tab international articles. And you can see if the full text of article is available, not in all cases, but often. And there is, you can, maybe you can see full text available via something. And then open that and check where is PDF is. International article search. Next, check how you can find ebooks. Search in Duke-Doc for ebooks, and this is very important. You see state that you always need university username and password. Same what you use example Moodle. Same username and password always. If you look ebook outside of Duke-Doc, you can see full text version. And that's why always via Duke-Doc. And there is available online. Ebooks are always full text if you find via Duke-Doc. And next we check article ebooks, so easy. And then, okay, repeat, you can see ebooks. Only students and staff have access to most of the e-resources. Access ebooks via Duke-Doc with university username and password. And now you know that, I think. And we have so good guidelines for using ebooks on our website. And you can read most of the ebooks online without downloading. And if you have to downloading, we have so good guidelines for that. Learn how to use ebooks. And databases. Remember, we have over 300 databases. And same thing as article or ebooks. Write the name of the database in the Duke-Doc search box. It's so easy. If you don't know already which database you want, because over 300 databases And that's why if you go to UCDoc, there is browse for databases, research area, e.g. education, e.g. articles. You can limit your result, research result. And always we have so good online courses and guidelines for that. And Google Scholar, I think this very no database, because Google Scholar, you will get all open access material. But if you want more full text option, if you you will get more full text option if you access Google Scholar via UCDoc. Write down Google Scholar on UCDoc search box and click the link to the database. And then you will see our open access material and our full text versions. And last, our online learning materials. Library startup, it's very good guidelines. There is basic information about library services, how you can loan, how you can get library card, how you find e-books, how you find printed books, everything. Library startup. And you can find them all on the library website, our main website. And library tutorial, it's online course for information seeking. There is all what you need when you're studying here. And we have teaching and guidance pages. There is learning materials, courses, and customized training and consultation. And kiitos, thank you. And you any questions, raise up your hand.
No questions,
okay. But as Jussi said, always you can contact us. Don't hesitate.
Schedule, but I think we can continue so we can start with the next session. The next session is going to be, I think it was in the orientation program page labeled as traffic safety for cyclists until very recently, but we will cover a bit more as well about traveling and living sustainably here in Jyväskylä. And we will be presenting together with my colleague Laura. Neither one of us is an expert necessarily in the field, but we will give some tips and some guidance and some sources that you can consult about these topics. So I think we can get started. Yes. So why is this info here? Why is this relevant? On a very basic level, because anything we do and any action and choice that we make does have an impact, either positive or negative. It's very hard to be neutral in these matters. And many of you mentioned during the first orientation day that you are excited about the Finnish nature and how, for example, Jyväskylä is a city that is full of nature, that is easily reachable even here on the campus and around your student housing. So nature has a very central role in Finland. You may, for example, have heard about every man's right here in Finland, which is basically a right that grants you the right to pick berries in a forest, to wild camp quite extensively, as long as you don't go too close to private property. So nature is very important. And for example, Finnish forests are also very important and central. But despite all this, Finns have a huge carbon footprint. It's about 7.7 CO2 tons, I think, as of 2022, if I'm not mistaken. And these are mostly caused by diet. A lot of the food that comes to Finland is not grown in Finland because the Finnish climate is what it is. So it's very hard to grow things in Finland, transportation, so to get to Finland or moving around Finland, and heating costs because the winter is very cold. So the goal in the long term, also on a national level, is to find more sustainable ways of life and to reduce the amount of emissions. And of course, this can be done at the individual level. And I'm also, of course, aware that it is also a larger responsibility that is not only of the individual. However, it's still good to see what we can do on an individual level. And finally, the climate crisis is another reason why this presentation is here, because it is still relevant, and this is something that we should all be aware of. So what can you do during your stay here in Jyväskylä on a very basic level? So first, we'll talk a bit about public transportation, although I'm quite sure you have all heard about the bus services, for example, here in Jyväskylä, Linkki. Then we'll talk a bit about recycling and where you can find secondhand items, which are very useful, especially if you are an exchange student and you come from a country where, let's say, very heavy winter clothing is not really relevant. Instead of buying a new fancy winter jacket, you can maybe try to find it used because maybe you're not going to need it after your exchange. And same for mugs, plates, stuff that you're not going to take home. It's easier if you want to buy something or even furniture to buy it used instead of buying it new. And then finally, Laura will tell you about getting around Jyväskylä and about cycling and walking and what you should be aware of and what rules you should remember to follow. So about lo local public transport, as I mentioned, I'm pretty sure your tutor has already told you about Linkki. Here is just a link to their website in English. You can buy single tickets either directly on the bus. I think on some buses you can also just use your bank card, but you can also download their mobile app. And in the mobile app, there is the possibility to buy tickets and also to check the routes. So if you want to get from point A to point B, you can check it in the app. There's a student discount that is available, but you need to show your certificate of student status, which you can download from Sisu if you haven't already. And there is also a route planner website, which you can use if you're not sure you have an address, but you don't know how to get there by bus. You can just type it in and it will show you what buses get you there. The Linkki office, where you can also go to show your student status certificate to get the student priced, for example, monthly pass, is in the center. It's in Asemakatu 7. And hopefully, your tutor has already taken you on a city tour and you've seen it. Or otherwise, hopefully, your tutor will take you there soon. But let's say you want to get out of Jyväskylä, and you want to travel somewhere around Finland, or maybe go to a neighboring country. Maybe you want to go to Norway, maybe you want to go to Sweden, Estonia, anywhere. Trains are can be found all on the VR website. And you can get, as Ville mentioned today, and probably at the beginning of the orientation, a discount with the student union's student card. So if you want to buy a student price ticket, you need the student union card. Any other document is not good enough for the student discount. So this is something to remember so that you don't have a surprise then when you're on the train and you have the wrong type of ticket. My advice is also when you're buying train tickets, try to buy them very well in advance, if possible, because usually the price is cheaper the earlier you buy the ticket. So, for example, Jyväskylä Helsinki a month from now might be 15 euros today, but then a week before the trip, it might be 50 euros. So, if you can, plan in advance. There's also several buses that can take you as far as actually Lapland and the northernmost parts of Finland. You can check the timetables and the routes on the Matkahuolto website, which is linked here, or then the Onnibus, which is a cheaper company that doesn't offer student discounts as opposed to Matkahuolto, who do offer discounts, but they require their own student card. So you have to purchase it from their office. You can find more info about this on their website. Finally, if you want to get out of Finland and you're ready to embark on a bus adventure, now from Finland, you can actually buy FlixBus tickets that include often the ferry to go across to Tallinn or to Stockholm, and then you can continue your journey to the Baltic countries, to Poland, to Germany, and beyond, depending on how many hours you're willing to sit on a bus. But you can also use it to move around Europe instead of flying, as it is a way more sustainable way of traveling. Then, when it comes to recycling and secondhand shops, here I have listed a few of the Jyväskylä secondhand shops. These are actually luckily all in the center, so they're quite easy to reach and they're quite close to each other. The first ones that are listed there are UFF, Happy Second, and Rebel Secondhand are all stores where you can find the clothing. And they have a bit different kinds of clothing depending on the season, but they all offer mainly clothes. But if you're looking for, let's say, used furniture, household items, lamps, anything, you can check out Fida, Eco Center, and Keskustan Kirppis. Keskustan Kirppis also has clothes, and it's probably the biggest one. But these all have interesting finds usually, and I recommend you check them out if you're looking for something. And then, if you're willing to venture online, Tori.fi is essentially an online secondhand market. You can download the app and just set your location to Jyväskylä, and basically, you can just scroll to all the items that are on sale that people are trying to sell. Often the announcements will be in Finnish, but you can always message the seller and do it in English and see if it can work out. There's also some Facebook groups. The most popular ones are secondhand items in Jyväskylä and Roskalava Jyväskylä. And the main difference between these two is that the last one, so Roskalava Jyväskylä, is a place where people give things out for free. So the idea is Roskalava is essentially, well, I mean, its direct translation has to do with trash. But the idea is that, let's say I have a bed that I don't use anymore. I don't want to sell it. So I post it there and I'm like, if you come to pick it up, you can have it for free. And then people comment and they can then arrange the pickup. Whereas the secondhand items, people sell their items, so expect to have to pay something. And then finally, about recycling, I believe in the housing info, you already received some information about this, but this is good to know. And we will upload these slides later on to the program website, to the orientation program website, so you will be able to check these out later. I am aware the text is very small. But if you're ever in doubt, you can even just check this slide and be like, okay, where do I need to throw this packaging that I have in my kitchen? Then you can check here and know in which recycling bin to take it to. And I believe in all of at least the student housing, you have more than just one mixed waste bin. So make sure to recycle carefully and take then out your trash to the according bins outside of your student housing. There are some types of waste that cannot be recycled at home, and those would be, for example, medical waste. So if you have old medications or syringes or whatever, or batteries, these have specific places. But for example, for batteries, you can find small boxes where you can leave your used batteries in most grocery stores. For example, if you live in Kortepohja, I believe the S Market has on its entrance a small box where you can drop your used batteries. Just remember to tape the edges so that there's no accidents. But if you're not sure where you can find the right place where to throw your recycling waste, you can check the first link that's on that slide. It's actually a map where you can sort of select, okay, I have this item that I need to throw away, let's say used clothes or textiles, and it will show you all the collection points. So it's quite handy and it shows the ones nearest to you. Then if you have more doubts or questions about recycling in Jyväskylä, the first link there under more info is Mustankorkea. So it's the company that takes care of the recycling here in Jyväskylä, and they have some guidelines on their website. Whereas then Japa ry is an association that also organizes different kinds of events and has other kinds of info about living sustainably in Jyväskylä. And I'm quite sure that from Japa you can also borrow bikes. You cannot borrow them from long times in the same way you would rent a bike, but for example, they have a cargo bike that is an electric bike with a really big cargo container that you can use for a day or two, for example, if you want to rent. And my understanding is you can rent these bikes for free from Yapa and their office. But this was all the information I had about recycling and sustainable living. I think if there are any questions about these topics, we could take them now before we move to cycling. So if you have any questions, you can. Yes.
Can
Yes, just let's get you the mic so that the people on Zoom can hear.
about plastic. Is there a reason why I haven't got any first place with the bus multiple times? Always paid with a card on the bus, but no one have made the use from the 0 euro for the whole product that I had.
Okay.
And
When you, yeah. No, it should be deducted quite quickly. Like, I think in one day or two, you should have seen the amount. But I wonder when you tap the card.
he always said, like, okay,
Yeah.
thanks. Last time I want to do setting that. I asked some drivers three times.
Yeah.
Of these 3 times, they couldn't speak English. The only time
Yeah.
they didn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just one size. I got a notification on my SMS. They like 1 euro from Jyväskylä. That was the only. And then I couldn't associate it to anything that is not, but I don't think there were like 12 rides with 1 euro. So
No, and 1 euro is less than a standard ticket anyways, so it should be more than that. I don't know if my colleagues have had any experience, but it should usually be in a few days that it takes there.
yeah, this is just a wild guess. But is your card a combined credit and debit card? If it is, the payment may be taken from the credit side,
I
and
mean, no.
from your credit card, maybe it is then charged afterwards. But I don't think we can answer this question. So if I were you, I would ask this from the Linkki office in the city center, and also pay attention to perhaps have a look at online banking to see what's going on the credit side. But I don't think we can answer this any further. Yeah. Yeah. In the end, of course, yeah, you probably will be charged for all the trips, but how it's done, I don't think we can solve this.
I think Linky might have an email address also on their website that you can contact, or just go to the office and explain and just double check with them to be sure. Yeah.
Okay, now I got another one. How to book tickets for more than a month to Helsinki from the Via Matala app. He said to me that it is not possible to book train tickets after 26th of October. Why is that, and how can I use it?
Yeah, VR publishes its tickets for a certain period of time, and it might be that at the moment they have only published their tickets on until this date.
After 26th
Yeah. Well, at some point they will release the sales of the tickets for further dates. No. Yeah, keep on checking. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. Any other questions? All right, then it's my turn. Hello, everyone. I met those of you who are exchange students on Tuesday at the beginning of the orientation program, but I haven't yet met those of you who are degree students. My name is Laura Laamanen, and I work at the International Office as International Coordinator. So great to meet you all. So my presentation will be on walking around and how to get on how to get around on foot and by bike. And like Elisa said, we are no experts in this topic, other than that than we are both keen recyclists and cyclists and those who like to walk around. So for example, I come to the office by bike. Most of the cases I try to avoid coming by car. And I also like to walk around and either go to places by on foot or by bike. But let's talk a little bit first about getting around on foot. It's a great way to get around and you get exercise at the same time. In Jyväskylä, most of the places are rather near. So walking is a very good alternative to get around. Well, where can you walk then? Primarily, use pavements and footpaths if there are any. In most places in the city center, there is a pavement that pedestrians can use, and if there is one, use it. However, if you go to the countryside or a little bit outside of the city center, you may find roads without a pavement or a footpath. And in that case, you should walk on the left side of the road. When it comes to pavements and footpaths, you take the right side as we sort of have the right side traffic in everything. But at the side of the road, if it's a highway, if it's a rural road, take the left-hand side of the road because then you will be facing the coming traffic, that the cars, the bikes that come, you can see them, they can see you. So there you should take the left side of the road. Across the road at pedestrian crossings, there are many if you look around. And it is getting darker and darker as autumn is approaching and winter is also slowly approaching. And when it is dark, you should use a reflector so that people can see you, the cars can see you in the dark. There are various kinds of reflectors, small ones that you can hang in your coat. You can put them on your wrist or elbow. You can use a reflecting vest. You will see a lot of those around. A lot of cyclists, for example, use them. But make sure you have a reflector or several of them so that you are visible to cars that go past you. Otherwise, no one can see you in the dark, and that can be quite dangerous. Here are some signs, traffic signs, that you may have already seen. The uppermost one of them is the sign for a pedestrian path, and it means that the path is only meant for those who walk there. So pedestrians only allowed. No cycling, just those people on foot. The second sign is a divided path for pedestrians and cyclists. And you can see that the sign is divided into two, and it means that pedestrians are on one sign and cyclists are on the other side according to the sign. So take the side according to the sign. So for example, in the sign that you can see there, cyclists are on the right-hand side and pedestrians should walk on the left-hand side of the path. And then again, when you're walking on your side of the path, again, take the right-hand side. And those who come towards you, they are also walking on the right-hand side. So everything works. The third sign is a sign for a shared path for pedestrians and cyclists. And when you see this kind of a sign, it means that you all stay on the right-hand side. The pedestrians walk on the right-hand side and the cyclists walk on the right-hand side. And you just have to mind each other there. You are sharing the path. And then to cycling. I find cycling a lot of fun. It's easy, it's cheap. You also get a lot of exercise. It's also the fastest way to get around for short distances. So, well, most of you don't have a car, so that's not an option for you. But even if you had one in the city center, it's usually a lot quicker to take your bike than to take your car, find a place to park, and all that hassle. You get to places a lot quicker by bike, and also a lot closer to usually to where you are going, as you can usually park your bike quite close to where you are headed to. You're also free from timetables. It's a great way to reduce your carbon footprint while getting a lot of exercise as well. You can get your bike in various ways. You can either get a used bike. There are many shops that sell used bikes which have been fixed. You can also rent a bike. That might be a good option for you if you're not here for very long. So for example, if you're only here for one semester, renting a bike might also be a good option for you. Or you can buy a completely new bike. There are various stores that they're not all listed here, but you can buy new bikes in many stores. If you get a bike, make sure that you also have the right equipment. Helmet is something I would strongly recommend for all of you. If you fall and hurt your head, the injury can be very severe. So helmet can really save your life. Usually when you get your bike, you get these normal tires. But for the winter, I would recommend winter tires, as in the winter it gets slippery and it is a lot safer to cycle with your winter tires. For example, I always have my winter tires changed for the winter so that it is easier then to cycle. And yes, it is also possible to cycle in winter. There are of course days when it can be a bit of a challenge, but then again you get a very good exercise by trying to get around in the snow. But the roads are cleared usually in the morning, depends a little bit on where you live and how much we get snow. Cycling is also possible in the winter, and many of us cycle in the winter. Get lights for the front and back. They are also required by the law so that cars can and everyone else can see you. You should also have reflectors, a bell, and invest in a lock so that you get to keep your bike once you've purchased it. When you cycle, you have almost the same rules as cars, so you are not a pedestrian. You are a cyclist and follow mostly the same rules as the cars. So please learn the rules and pay attention, for example, to the intersections as most accidents happen there. And mind the other road users, especially pedestrians. And when you're turning, indicate with your hand so that people know where you are going. Here are some of the same signs that I use showed you for pedestrians and two other ones. There's also the sign for the pedestrian zone, where the pedestrians have the right of way, and you have to mind them as a cyclist. And there is a speed limit of 20 kilometers per hour. And then a sign for a residential zone where the circumstances are similar to the pedestrian zone. And no cycling with the sign for pedestrians. And if there is a highway, use the right-hand side of the highway to ride your bike on. Zebra crossings, just quickly, you must give way to cars except in three circumstances. If there is a stop sign for cars, then cars have to give way to you. If the car is turning, you also have the right of way as a cyclist. And in a roundabout, you also have the right of way, and cars have to mind you and give way to you. If you are planning on using an electric scooter, you should follow the same rules as cyclists. No driving on the pedestrian paths. They're only allowed for pedestrians. And park your electric scooter on the side of the road, not in the middle. And there are just two links to further information. To the website of the Finnish Road Safety Council, you can find a lot of information on different modes of travel there, and the website of the Jyväskylä Cyclists, JYPS. But thank you so much. I think I'm out of time now. Elisa is nodding for a quick question.
We have a minute later.
So a minute or two if you have a quick question on cycling or walking. No? Okay. Have fun cycling and walking and taking a bus here in Jyväskylä, and have a great weekend.
Okay, so hello again. I'm Venla Suosala from the Student Union, and I'm here to talk about student culture in Finland. So more the fun stuff what you can do while you're not studying in here. So Livy's subsidization. All our subs major has own subsidization. And the main task is to look after the needs of the student of their subject. So they include the both supervision of their members' interest in the faculty and organization, and they organize a wide range of free time activities from culture events to parties and sport events. So they like doing the same things that the student union does, but on the faculty and the major. What they are. We have for the subject association, what you can find in our student union website that I will also show you a little bit later. We do highly recommend joining them because it's the closest university committee what you can find, and they give you a lot of different supervision and events organized. And also I meet a lot of the subsessing members, and they're very looking forward to you to come and join them. And if you want to know more about your subsession, please contact International Fair Board member of the, or the chair of the board. They will tell you more. And of course, your tutor should know which subsession you belong. But if they don't know, you can also ask me. Like, I study economics, so I'm from the business and economic faculty. So my subsession is Börsi, so I belong there. But then also we have a hobby association, like different kind of music, sport, nation, nature, politics, and association.
Yep.
So this is the Student Union website where you can find all the association. So here you can find the subsess association, where you can also find which one you belong. So if you are studying the Russian, so this is your subsession, and here you can find all the website and Instagram where you can find more information on how to join them. So we have 40 of them, so you should find yourself one. And then we have the hobby ones. So if you are interested in music, we have a lot of choirs and different kind of activities you can join. So go look for the website. Yes, and then a little bit this student culture. We have this special thing, the overalls. You can see here, this is me and our other board member. The history of the overalls is the engineer student wear them in the in those events, and then other sub-station also took them for them. The purpose of the overalls is just wear them in events and like show other people that you are a student and what you are studying for. And this is how you wear them. So you can wear the overalls like fully, but usually you like tie them in your waist. The colors of this overalls tells what you are studying for. So I'm studying economics, so you can see my overalls are white. And then there's Sundari that is studying political science. His overalls are like dark blue. So you can really learn the different colors, and then you recognize in the student what they are studying for. There's a lot of rules and badges, and the rules I come later, but then the badges are telling for your student years. Like in different events, you get badges and then you saw them and you can really see what you have done when you're studying here. Then also you can put other stuff there. So like I have like a little mug there and like pins and other colorful stuff. So you can really can like accessorize them to look what you want to look for them. But then there are rules. Like you can't wash your overalls, but if you want to wash your overalls, you have to wear them. So like you can wear them and then you can go to swim on the lake. That's washing your overalls, or you can go a shower. But you have to wear them. You can just put them in the washing machine. That's the one rule. Then also you have to sew the badges by yourself by hand. You can use like a sewing machine, or you can ask your friends to sew them. You have to sew them yourself. And you can't glue them also. That's very bad things to do. Then there's like overalls baptism. Like when you get the overalls, the substance association usually have some rituals to give them for you. And also where you get the overalls is the substance association. So if you want them, you have to join them and you buy there from them also. And also there's like, if people have changed part of the overall sleeve with other ones, that tells their friends from different substation. Or if they have changed a different color leg, they meet, you can change your overalls like part from your partner. So that also sells something. And also some people have like two colors. They have combined two overalls. That mean that they have studied in two different major, or they are studying two major at the same time. Then we have different kind of event site for are very typical the Finnish student culture. One is the opera, where it's like an adventure where you go one place to another. There are different kinds. The most regular one is you go the bar to bar, and then you have this like a paper where you collect stamp, and you do have to collect some certain amount of stamp to get the badge. Or there are like you go to home. You can also like organize this yourself with your friends, like home across. You go every single person home, and then you have little activity in your home or anything you can imagine. We have opera that cause like herkku opera is more like sweet one. You go from coffee place to another coffee place or candy shop. So there's like you can imagine anything. Then we have seat fest. Is academic table party where you sit in the table, sing a drinking song and drink. And then also there's rules that you have to follow, and you sit there some team where you dress up. So that's very common one what the association organized also. And then of course we have 1st of May, Vappu is a very big celebration. There's also a picture of last Vappu where the students celebrate the end of the academic year. And the student union is very involved organizing the Vappu. And we have this, we give this statue and we put this hat, what we get when we graduate in high school, and we put them in the statue. And then we also celebrate the 1st of May. We are in picnic in the Harju and all the students are getting involved. Those are the maybe more unique events type what we have in Finland. Yes, so that's me. Thank you very much. And I hope you had a very nice time being in Jyväskylä. And we have maybe time for questions. Sorry, I can. The ovals. Yeah, you can also have the ovals. You have to just buy them from the association. Also, but I also recommend if you don't want to buy the ovals, but you want to like collect the badges, you can also like sell them in the other backpack what you got in the pop-up fairs. That also, if you don't want to buy the overalls, because they can also be very expensive, and also the time when you get them can be also varied. You can have some station you order them right now, but you get after December, so it can vary. But you can really ask for the substation where you get them, what the timelining is, how much it would extension, and can also get it. It's a, all the subs association have overalls. Yeah. No more questions? So thank you.
And I'm really excited to meet all of you, and I'm sure more custom to you later on. But we are here to talk to you guys about ESN. I'm sure many of you are familiar with the Erasmus program. I'm sure many of you are here on your Erasmus program right now. And so we just want to talk about it a little bit with you right now. So yeah. So what exactly is ESN? So ESN is a chapter in Jyväskylä. Yeah, so this is our local section, ESN Jyväskylä, which is part of a broader network of student organizations around Finland and around Europe, known as the Erasmus Student Network. So there's the big guy, ESN International, then we go to ESN Finland, and then us right there, ESN Jyväskylä. And we basically are responsible for giving you guys some fun things to do on your exchange here in Ivascola. Whether that be trips or activities or maybe hangouts, or even just advice. That's really what we're here for. And then, so about us is that ESN is the key student volunteer organization in Europe. It's the largest student exchange within Europe. I'm sure some of you are very familiar with that. So we are quite a big organization. And so we have a lot of connections to like other branches within Europe and Finland abroad. What we're really focused on is sort of education and youth culture. So you'll see that our chapter is really focused on like what you can find in Finland exclusively. So we'll have a lot of events like sauna events or going to places that, you know, are very unique to Finland and showing what Finland is really known for, as well as social inclusion through our activities, you know, having different groups and trying to get you guys to like come together and make friendships from people from different countries, that cultural exchange as well. Making sure that you guys are enjoying your time here, health and well-being, that, you know, we have office hours, if there are things going on, or if, you know, you're not enjoying your studies, you know, we're here to help you. As well as employability, you know, this is something that is just within the wider network, and environmental sustainability. I'm going to hand this over to our residents.
Hello. I am Lily, and now the current president of ESN Jyväskylä. And, well, Josh had done a great job explaining everything that I was supposed to explain. And that is why he's the vice president. So, but we are mostly, well, all of us are students who are committed to making your exchange or stay here, since you're not all exchange students. So we're committed to make that unforgettable for you and help you make some new connections. Great. Our trips. We have a partner called Time Travels, and they are the people who organize these trips for us. They're professionals, because we as students can do anything. But they're professional. They're a professional travel agency, and they organize all of our trips, and we promote them to you guys. Great. So Lapland is one of our most popular trips, and we have two departures for it. You get to do a lot of cool things. You get to visit Rovaniemi and the Santa Claus village. You get to go snowmobiling. You have a day in Norway doing crazy things. I haven't been there. And then we have the Baltic countries. If you want to visit all, you want to visit Tallinn, Riga, and Vilna for all at once, this is the trip for that. You get to meet new people. You get to see new cities in a very short amount of time. And the Pirates of the Baltic Sea is our lovely cruise. And one thing about Finnish people, they love their cruises. So this is in November. It's a cruise to Stockholm. And during, when you're on board the ship, there's activity on the ship, and there's activity also in Stockholm, or then you're just free to go around Stockholm however you want. But it's a very fun trip. And then Lofoten, we go to Norway, and you hike mountains. You get to go on a fjord cruise and see the beautiful nature of Norway and discover very small villages. By the way, this is sold out. So unfortunately, our lovely events coordinators couldn't make this, but we'll try and do a good job and tell you about the upcoming events. So you can take a picture of this. You can see our office hours, and here's like the calendar of events for September. It's also found on our Instagram, but I just thought I could put it here if you guys just want to take a picture. If you have a friend who's not here, you can send it to them. Yeah. We will also be in the library at 2 p.m. So now in the upcoming weeks, we have our lovely ultimate sauna experience. You get to go to a sauna, relax, hang out with us. And then the kickoff party next Tuesday, starting at 10 p.m. You get to also hang out with us and more of the board. You will get to see other of us than us three. And then blueberry picking the following, well, next week, Sunday at Kanavuori. You get to see Finnish nature. And now I'm going to give it to Andrew.
All right, then. I'm the treasurer of the board, so I handle the money and partnerships, which you can see on the screen right now. We have discounts with our membership cards from restaurants, Free Time, and Revolution. And Ben is currently become or has become Urban Bistro, but they are still our partner. And they give you discounts of foods and drinks, for example. Anti Shop is sexual health shop, and you get discounts. I can't remember the amount, but it should be 10-ish percent or something. And the White Room, a great place if you need a haircut. You get 15% off from regular prices with our membership card. Then we have Time Travels, the travel agency, and they have the early bird discount with for our members until next Tuesday. And I guess that's 10 euros off from the trip. And you don't need the membership card when you buy the trip, but you need to have that before the trip starts so you can prove that you are a member and entitled to the discounts. Ryanair gives you 4 free luggages to your flights. So one that goes into the cargo hold. And I'm not sure if Flixbus is still our partner. I was visiting the ISN international pages yesterday and it wasn't listed there. But if it is, it's also 10% off from the bus trips. So the ISN card actually is 12 euros now. And this is the proof that you are a member and you can buy it in GitHub. I'm not sure if all of you are familiar with that app, but it's where we sell our events and merchandise. And actually, we also have overalls. And the good thing about our overalls is that we already have them because we pre-ordered them like last spring. So if you definitely want to buy overalls and get them before December, when most of you might leave, then I would suggest considering our hours. And yeah, so how it works with the ESN card, you buy it on the Kid app, and then you need to come see us at the office so we can physically register you as our member and hand you over the card. And this is a crash course of how to buy it. Also, we have in our Instagram, ESN Jyväskylä, we have the Linktree link in the bio, which should show all of our trips, the ESN membership card, and some other stuff as well. And this is some of our merchandise. You can see the overalls. It's roughly that blue. Then we have the patches that you can sew on your overalls, and yeah. But those can also be found in GitHub once we open the sales. These are the links to our social medias. I'm not sure they're all up to date.
Yeah.
So Instagram, Facebook, and then the WhatsApp group. But at least the WhatsApp group can also be found from the link tree, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Instagram would be my go-to place. Yeah, this is the link tree. And here's some contact information. If you have any questions that you want to ask us, you can email us at board@esnuvascular.org, or then just DM the ESNJKL Instagram account.
That's it.
That's pretty much it. Any questions? Toss the mic.
Oh my God, I didn't. Okay, wait, I can throw it?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Good catch.
I'm not in the Erasmus student, but I'm an exchange student. Can I access all those dreams and events? We have an engineering solution.
Yeah, you don't have to be our member to take part in our events, but we usually have like slightly lower prices for our members, but you can also become our member, I guess.
You don't have to be here on your Erasmus trip to actually buy our membership. It's more, this is like more of the social activity. So if you're here on exchange, regardless of where you come from, we're very happy to have you here.
Or if you're an international degree student and you want to hang out with other international people, you're free to join us also.
Any other questions? It's not working. Okay, we will fix that. Ooh. Sorry, can you repeat that? Yes, yes. So you buy the membership, but you need to still pick up the physical card, so that, because that's how it, how you get the discounts. So there's, yeah, this is the address. And are we going to hand out some cards after this?
Yes, apparently at 2 p.m. we have a spot reserved.
Yeah, so at 2 p.m. today, we will be at the library, the university library, and you can also pick up the card from there today. Hi. Sorry, can you be quiet so we can hear the question?
And I'm ready to participate in all activities, like talking about the across amount, I can have to be assured to, in order to deal with all the activities. And if the schedules are actually managed in a way that we are not disturbing our activities, like this.
Do you get that?
Are you asking, like, financially how much it would cost to do everything?
Okay. All the activities that you mentioned, as I know, so can you please approximate like you might all the activities that you mentioned?
So you mean all the trips with all their activities? It's gonna be quite a hefty amount. Would be
like Lapland.
I think Lapland,
Lapland is like five. Double the price. Actually, if you do everything alone individually, it's closer to double the price. I don't know about the Baltic trips, then we could do those cheaper. But Lofoten is double the price. Like even just going to Lofoten,
so it's
over 1K. Yeah.
So, like, if you participate in all the three trips, take all every single activity there. So all every single trip with every single activity, this is a rough estimate, is a little over 2,000. So that's three trips. You get to go to the trips. You get all the activities there because they charge individually for some of the activities, like the snowmobile thing.
Snowmobile.
No, it's not per trip. It's like all three trips. Yeah. Well, we don't go to Sweden, but yeah, it's Lofoten, Baltics, and then Kilpisjärvi. So that's...
Yeah,
in the 2,000 euros region.
Yes. I just added a new link on WhatsApp to Instagram. So.
Do we have permission from our coordinator?
Did you get that?
Sorry, can you repeat?
Do we have permission from our coordinators in order to go along with you guys for the adventure?
I mean, I'm not. I'm cannot say for 100% certainly, but Lily can.
Well, it depends on your location. Technically, you don't have to take any activities. Then you could basically go and be around. If you go to Lapland, you could go around Kilpisjärvi if you wish to do that alone. But the activities are what makes the trip. It's not mandatory. Also in Lofoten, I think Lofoten is more of the place where you don't have to take activities and you can like go hike alone and do more activities by yourself, since it's not as remote and it has more things to do than Lapland, because in Lapland we are staying in cottages and they're quite far from like the center of everything. So it's difficult and it's going to be like minus 20, minus 30. It's going to be quite like hard to do more than one activity if you're constantly outside.
Probably. The other present as well. All right. So if you have any more questions, come see us today at the library or
WhatsApp link.
And the WhatsApp link is in Instagram.
Story.
Yeah. That should work. But yeah. Thank you.
Which one? This one?
Order in the courtroom, please. Hello, everyone. Where are you from? We're the international degree students community. And you can think of us kind of like ESN, but for the degree students. I don't know how many of you here are degree students. Everyone feels like a degree student. Can you raise your hands if you're a degree student here? Okay, yeah, there's quite a lot of you. That's good. We, in IDESCO, we organize various events, but rather than going on various trips throughout Europe like ESN does, we're more focused on here in Vivascola because one of the realities is if you're an exchange student, as the previous person kind of pointed out, a lot of exchange students are here also to study because Vivascola is a very great place to study, but also to have fun and adventures. But a lot of degree students are here on scholarship. They have a 2-year hard limit to finish their course. And the study pressure is a lot more. So we try to organize the various events if we can, that are more centered around life in Vivascola and life after graduation, during studies. A lot of hoops that you might have to go through, you don't have information about them, our alumni surely do have, and you can ask about a lot of those things in the group. I haven't introduced myself. I'm Pete Koch. My official name is Eduardo Schumacher. Okay, just call me in the hexagon. And right now with me, we have Afa.
You can speak into this.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, and she's our treasurer. Oh, sorry. She's our communications board member. We have Prabhat from Sri Lanka, who is not here. She's the vice chair. And we have Oni from Nigeria. He's a student of DECO. He's our treasurer. And unfortunately, both of them couldn't make it here. So we're taking the reins. Slide, please. But I explained who we are in very simple terms. One of the things I have to mention is we do have a membership cost for €5. But in a few of our meetings, we're trying to bring it down. Before, to join the WhatsApp group, you needed to pay first and then join it. But we made it open so you can join the WhatsApp group. I'll share the QR code in a bit. But yeah, there is a membership fee. If you want to join as a lifetime member, and then you get a little patch, some stickers, and there are some benefits for it. Yeah, and this is IDESCO, even though we're more focused on degree students, you'll find throughout the days that international students, they kind of tend to mix together, like sit together, and the events are not exclusive for IDESCO members. IDESCO members may receive a flight to the camp. Next slide.
Yes.
But yeah, I'll let Afaf take on from here.
So here we'll show what we do. We do connections, organizing, and representing. And now we'll see what connection we do, what we organize, and what we represent. So here, like first connecting, we create a community for international students, a safe place, where you feel secure, that as an international student, if you have anything that you can share with us, then we connect international-minded students together. You'll have your friend from different background, and in the UNESCO, you'll have a different community. We also do connect with Finnish students. We do some event in the library. Mostly the Christmas that we finish people and we present some events also. What type of events we organized? Here you can see art craft and seasonal celebrations, hangouts, board games nights, and movie nights, karaoke, dance nights, and international potluck. And also we organize Christmas parties where you can get together in the events. And also what we represent, we ask for IDESCO students that how they're feeling about their journey in the Ivasila or in Finland. We ask for feedback. We ask questions to them that what actually they are going through the survey or anything. And we also advocate international students if there is any minor or major issues in between in the international faculty. So that's what we do in the IDESCO. Now I'll give it to TikTok.
Yeah. But in general terms, we are more focused on degree students, and I'm sure people who have arrived here from different parts of the world, you're probably going to stay here for 2 years or even longer, and that's a longer period than most exchange students. The problems that you might face are very unique. People who are supposed from South Asia, Southeast Asia, Middle East, Africa, people outside of the EU and EA area, because of a lot of European regulations, there's a lot of things you might not know. And most of those problems, the IDESCO alumni probably have also gone through. So we can give you a more personalized experience of how we solved or tried to solve those problems. It can be about housing, rent, discounts, medical care, and how to interact or with the university, various kind of niche events that perhaps don't get advertised that much, but are really good learning opportunities for many things. So that's a gist of what we do. This is the WhatsApp group. You can take a picture or you can join it immediately. This is not only open for our degree students. Everyone can join to this. You can take a picture. You can also organize events and advertise it in this group. Of course, you have to be respectful to the other members, but a lot of past alumni have decided to stay in Finland and are part of this, so they open such as pop-up restaurants, or they organize very big events, and they can advertise those here. We also have an Instagram, and this is it. The WordPress website isn't up to date now, but we usually share our events in Instagram, so you can also follow that if you want to know what we're up to. Next slide. And we have a newcomers night coming up. It's going to be on the 18th of September. You can save that date to your calendar. It's basically just going to be about board games and speed branding. I still don't know what that is. But we're going to make friends with each other. We're going to talk. We're going to discuss. If you have any worry, if you have something you want to know about, if you want to join like IDISCO as a more like involved role, a board member for the next term and everything, we can discuss that there. As for the location, we're still reserving it. We will let you know both in the WhatsApp group and on the Instagram, either the post or in the story. But yeah, that has been us. I guess so. We only have a couple of minutes. If anyone has any questions, you can raise your hand. Okay, no questions. Then you can join the WhatsApp group and you can also ask us questions there. I'll hand the stage over to the next group. Thank you.
Thank you. Koko aina mikki kiinni myös Zoomissa olijat kuulee. Tässä on tämä käsimikki, sitten on kiinteä ja tuolla saa toisen käsimikki, jos tarvitsee. Mutta voitte myös vaihella, jos ette puhu aikaa.
Joo, se on helpollista.
Niinpä. Ja mikki nyt tämä puhua aika lähelle. Päällä tuon pois päälle. Yes.
Hello. Yeah, can everybody hear us? Yeah, can I get your attention? Thank you. So, hello. Pia from Yes ry. My name is Sonia and I'm the International Affairs and Excursion Representative.
And I'm Emma and I'm currently the chair of our board.
Yeah, so we would like to introduce our community here. So YES stands short for Jyväskylä Entrepreneurship Society.
And while Jyväskylä Entrepreneurship Society is kind of focused on entrepreneurship, we are also very focused on promoting like self-growth and developing yourself. So we have a lot of different kind of events that either promote entrepreneurship or then just meeting like-minded people, kind of like networking and learning more things about yourself and also others.
So in a nutshell, we are a community open to everyone, including you guys, and we are student oriented. So how do we manage this? So we manage different kind of events. You can see all of them here, but we will tell about them individually. So many events and some projects as well. And this is the slide I would like to highlight. So you can attend YES events and projects despite the line of the study. So everybody from the local studies and you exchange students also. So we held events both in Finnish and in English. And this one will be posted in our Instagram so you can see there what to attend. And maybe the best thing here is that we are completely free of charge. You don't have to pay anything to attend our events. And while attending, you get to know Finnish students and each other. So that's really, I think, maybe the best thing because I have gotten a lot of new friends here. And the link to our Instagram will be shown later, but it is our main communication channel. So please follow up us there.
All right, and then for some numbers about our organization. So we have roughly over 1,600 members and growing constantly. And we organize around 25 to 40 events per year. And if you have some ideas that you would want to, like sort of events that you would want us to organize, let us know and we'll try to make that happen as well. And for our events, we have around 1,400 attendees each year. And we also collaborate with other entrepreneurship societies around Finland, and there are 18 of them here in Finland.
Okay, so to the events. So probably our most popular event is Sunday brunch, which is held once a month in English or in Finnish. Check the Instagram for that. So there is, like the name says, we offer you attendees some brunch, and we have invited a local entrepreneur or a firm as a guest to tell about a topic of their chosen or like a story of their organization or something. And this event is very chill and laid back, so I think it's very enjoyable and I love it myself. So what is a better way to meet new people than in a Sunday brunch?
And also, just to mention about the Sunday brunch, the first one is coming up on the 6th of October. So if you're interested in a free meal and don't have anything else on Sunday, please join us there.
And then Sweatness Day is also pretty much like the Sunday brunch, except it's held on Wednesday and it's not every once a month. It's like two times this fall and it's on the evening. So there is also a speaker to tell about their story, and it doesn't have the brunch, but it has like snacks and food beverages and everything else, so you can attend also. And then there will be afterwards sauna, which is a really big thing here in Finland, so that our participants enjoy as much. And the next Wednesday will be the 16th of October. So welcome there also.
And then for Yes Stage, we have a lot of, like most of our events, we have usually a speaker there who tells about their sort of like life stories or career stories, maybe something like it can also, it doesn't have to be very centralized around entrepreneurship. Some have told about like some struggles they've had during their career, how to overcome them. And here we've name dropped some of them. They're all okay. Bruce Orrick is maybe someone you know, but otherwise they're all very Finnish, so you might not know them, but there are very inspiring speakers usually at our events.
And then something about the projects I also mentioned before. So we have a new upcoming project named Spark. It's held the 1st of October, and it will be basically about telling the basics of startup culture and the growth of entrepreneurship. And so, as I said, we are planning it, so I really don't have more information about it at this point, but stay tuned, it will be posted on the Instagram as well. And then another big project, the Idea Apro. We don't have the date of it yet, but it will be also this fall. So we have invited companies there, and each company will be having their own case, which the attendees can solve, and you can learn new stuff about the topic the companies have chosen. And there is also a stage. Food, and you get a nice badge if you complete the cases.
And then for the Yes Workshop, this will be probably organized in January. We haven't set the date for it yet, but this will be a workshop where we'll be working on our CVs and writing job applications together and sort of like trying to find, like helping each other create better CVs and help each other get jobs. So that is something that we'll be having at least.
And one date I can mention at this point about the workshop. We will be having a international workshop 9th of October. It will be about how to set up your own startup, the basics of that. We hope to see as much of you there, and please see it on the Instagram because it's an international, our next international event. So that will be really important for you guys.
And then we have also made a podcast called Yes Cast, which can be found on Spotify. It is made by our old board. So there's still some very interesting stories to hear. And it focuses around self-development and other topics. So you could listen to that there.
The episodes are in Finnish and in English. So there's something for you guys as well. And now it's time for the Instagram. It's the QR code. Please scan it so you can follow and see the information about our activities there.
And as mentioned, there will be information about the stage and workshop that we have coming up on the 9th of October, and then about Sweatness Day coming up 16th of October. So there's already in October a couple of interesting events for you guys. And while our events are free of charge, you could still join to become our member, as that is something that we sort of need in order to gain funding from the university. Because YES is sort of a collaboration between University of Jyväskylä and University of Applied Sciences and Gradia, which is also a not a university, but a school here. And that's where we get our funding. So it would really help us out if you could join to become our member. And as a bonus, you get a really nice patch for it, for your overalls, which you will get from ESN. So you should definitely do that.
Yeah. So how to join? There is the link right below the QR code. It leads to our website, and there you can find a form to fill. And once you have filled the form and it's completely free and show it to us, then we'll give you the badge next time we meet somewhere. So please join. This keeps our events free of charge. And this is the slide I wanted to highlight. So there is all of the most important info there. So does everybody have questions? None. Perfect. Thank you, guys.
Sorry, I can't really hear you. Could you have the microphone a bit closer? Yeah, I think so.
Like, what sort of investors do we have in the pool? Because the investors are the rich people, like investing in business. Like, I already have experience of investing back in my own country. So I was looking for a kind of investors, not the Indian investors who are actually like sorting out the projects, whether it's good or not. They actually don't have the investor pool, that sort of investor pool, who are actually investing in that particular business. So do you have investor pool who are actually the potential investors who invest in the business, or are you providing the agency type of work who will get engaged with the investor in the long term?
Sorry, you're asking about the investors for like a company.
Like, what sort of investor pools do we have in this for this platform? Like, do we have investor partners?
We're really not focusing on the investor, but we are like the community between companies who provide the information about entrepreneurship to us fellow students.
Okay.
So we like provide the information what to do and how to do it, and give you some ideas and help you along the journey. But it's not about the investors so much.
But however, if you do have sort of like a business idea or something like that, we could help you out with getting in touch with Yritystehdas,
which we also have a collaboration with, because they usually help build up companies and stuff. They might not have like investor pools ready for you, but they could help you gain some connections.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, but thank you so much for us.
Yeah.
Okay, this was the last session and the last day of orientation, so I thank you everyone for participating. Just as a reminder, if you have an arrival certificate, the info desk is today in the library at 2, at the same time that ESN will be in the library building. The international office is also there in room B154. So if you have an arrival certificate or questions, you can come then. Thank you, everyone.